We started Siman Tov Resh Ches, Siv Aleph, and it's really a very, very important Siman and Siv. We did look at it already. I want to go over it again and carry on from there to Siv Beit, which is equally important, but a different area of Halacha. I just want to, if I have this over here, I want to go through it again today, Mitzvah Hashem, and with Mishneh Berurah, and then proceed to Siv Beis. Okay, I want to go first through the Seif Aleph again, quite quickly. Siman Tov Resh Res, Seidah Sudas HaMafsekas. So we're discussing now the Sudas HaMafsekas, the final meal before Yom Kippur actually starts. Oichlem u'mafsikin, we eat, and then we are mafsik, we stop eating. Koinem ben HaShemoshes, before Ben HaShemoshes, which we're going to define shortly. Shetzoich lehoisim mechol al HaKodesh, and before that, we need to add Chol, meaning weekday, al HaKodesh, onto the Kodesh, onto Yom Kippur. So you need the mitzvah of Tosefes, which we're going to discuss shortly as well. For Tosefes Zu, this addition, Tosefes obviously means literally this addition, Ein lo shir, there's no measure to that Tosefes. Elo koidim ben HaShemoshes, but it needs to be before ben HaShemoshes. Shizmanoi elef v'chomesh meois ama, it needs to be 1,500 ama koidim alayla before the ladder. The walking of 1,500 ama before night. We're going to discuss that shortly. Okay, let's just, if I may, just go through this again. We have something which is called Vadai Lailo, definite night. Okay, this is Vadai Lailo. That's the time that is halachically considered Vadai night. That's when we do all the mitzvahs, which are night mitzvahs you're going to be doing then. We mentioned Kiyashma, which is a night mitzvah you're going to be doing from this point onward. Other examples, Megillah on Purim, by night. Kiddush Levona, all mitzvahs are night bound, you can do them only, you start doing them here. Right. On the other hand, we have mitzvahs which are absolute, definite day, they are time bound, such as the tons of them, you name it. Kishma is a bit complex because you can't do it throughout the entire day. So let's leave out this example. Shofar is a very good example. Shofar, lulav is another example. You have to do them by day. Okay. Now halachically there is, and we mentioned that last week, there is a period of time which is between day and night. That is called Ben HaShemoshes. Ben HaShemoshes. In that time, we don't know whether it's day or whether it's night. We don't know whether it's day or whether it's night. That Ben HaShemoshes period is 13 and a half minutes. Why 13 and a half minutes? Where do we get to for 13 and a half minutes? The answer is, can I ask somebody to read this? I think you read it last time, so...
Yes, so the time it takes to walk
1,500
hours.
Which is, according to Reb Chaim Noach Chaznesh, which is how much?
855 meters, or stroke 720 meters, which is 13 and a half minutes.
Right, so according to, halachically, to walk 1,500 meters, it takes 1,500 amas, which depending on the poskim is either this amount or this amount, it takes 13 and a half minutes to walk that distance. This is Ben HaShemoshes. Ben HaShemoshes is 13 and a half minutes. Definitely according to Mishneh Berurah, but according to, it's 13 and a half minutes. We assume it's 13 and a half minutes. It's true that it may depend on the place and time of year. It may depend a little bit on that, but we're just assuming that it's 13 and a half minutes. Within this 13 and a half minutes, you can't do day mitzvahs because it might be night. You can't do night mitzvahs because it might be day. This is Ben HaShemoshes. Okay. What about the mitzvahs of the, or I should rather say the inuim, the things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, such as eating? When are you not allowed to eat anymore? At what point? Right, where is Shkia? You're quite right, I should have mentioned the word Shkia. I didn't mention the word Shkia at all. Where is Shkia? According to... Well, according to the Mishneh Berurah, the way we are going to learn now, Shkia is actually this. This is Shkia. This is Shkia. That's why we're used to the, this is Shkia, exactly here. Blue and green, this is Shkia.
When they actually...
Exactly. That's why we are used to the term that you can't do anything after Shkia anymore. That's why we are makpid always to do anything before Shkia, right? We all know Shkia from various areas, but you have to do it before Shkia, because after Shkia, it's going to be considered maybe night already. And you can't do any mitzvahs anymore, you can't do anything, you have to complete everything before Shkia. All the day mitzvahs have to be done before Shkia. Because Shkia is the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes.
Oh, so,
This is actually true. The statement I made now, that Shkia is the beginning of Ben Hashemot, is actually true according to all the opinions. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's just true that there's an additional Shkia which happens later, and that's the real Shkia. But let's leave this out for a moment. When does the Issa Achille start? Shkia, which is over here. That's what you said. Shkia, which is over here. Okay, that's over here. Shkia is over here, and that's when you have to stop eating. Now, on Yom Kippur, besides the fact that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, there's an additional mitzvah as well. And we're going to see that in Mishneh Berurah shortly. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes, Yom Kippur. You have to, not only not to, you must fast on Yom Kippur, but there's an addition that you have to add Mechoyin la Kodesh. You have to add to the Kodesh, you have to add a little bit of Chol, a bit of weekday to the Kodesh, to Yom Kippur. That's called Tosefes Yom Kippur. Truthfully, we know this Tosefes from somewhere else as well. Where do we know Tosefes from? Shabbos. We do the same on Shabbos. And really, Shabbos is actually learned from Yom Kippur, actually. As we know, the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is actually learned from Yom Kippur. But that's exactly the same idea. You have to add to Yom Kippur a little bit before Yom Kippur starts. So Tosefes is over here. Tosefes has to be an actual day, which has to be before Shkia. How much do you have to do? So I've wrote over here in brown. I think that's going to be easier for you to read.
Must be added here.
Right. Tosefes Yom Kippur must be added in the brown area over here, which is before Shkia, before Ben Hashmoshes. Okay, now we've understood that. That is actually what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. It's so far, does that all make sense? Yeah? Okay. Now, I just want to add over here. I put in bottom over here. Can I ask somebody? I'm sorry, it might be rude just to ask, to expect somebody to be able to read that, but
there are numerous ways and opinions of defining when Ben Hashmoshes is, but everybody agrees about the length.
Very good. So again, there are numerous ways of and opinions of defining when Ben Hashmoshes is, but everybody agrees about the length. That means that there is, we know for instance, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the concept of Rabbeinu Tam actually agrees to that as well. But it's just a little bit, he agrees to that system, that Ben Hashmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. He agrees to that. And before that, it's Vaday day, and after that, it's Vaday nacht. He agrees to that. He just puts it somewhere else. Not what we call the Shkia, but he has a different Shkia and a different nacht. But the actual, this principle is actually, everybody agrees to that. Okay? Yeah.
I've always been confused about this. I'm asking something quite obvious, but I always think of Ben Hashmoshes, you know, we have when Shabbos comes in. Shabbos goes out. So it seems to be a period of about an hour. So here, we're talking about 13 and a half.
Right, you're good. It's true. So actually, is it actually an hour? Well, you're actually right. You're actually right. Because we actually tend to be machmir on a few. We don't. So it's true that this is true. We Friday afternoon when the time of Shabbos. We have an addition of Tosefes Shabbos over here. So when he says Shabbos starts, it's not actually by the Shkia over here. The Luach includes already quite a substantial Tosefes.
Towards where?
So when we have beginning of Shabbos, the time of the light candle, it's going to be somewhere around here. Because, or I should say, yeah, it's over here. I should show it differently. If light candle is going to be over here, because it's quite a distance to actual Shkia. They put over here Tosefes, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, and therefore that they're going to put the Tosefes Shabbos over here, right? Identical to the brown over here. And then comes Shkia, and then Ben Hashmoshes, and then Nacht. Now they're going to be stretching the Tosefes here a little bit, and Nacht is not after 13 and a half minutes, we stretch that a little bit. So it's true that it's not really, yeah, correct. That's right. But this is the principle, and everybody agrees to that. We just add quite a substantial Tosefes over here. That's really what it boils down to. Does that make sense? Yeah. A little bit. I don't want to go into that. This is a slight difference. You might like a slight difference. But on the whole, that's really what we go with. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is Chachomim Wal Makab. We're going to see that in Mishnah. Let's go to that in a minute. Okay. Okay. Um, Okay, Sif Kotten Aleph and Mishneh Berurah. Shetzorech lehoisif. V'toisefes zu. He's now straight away going on to the concept of toisefes. What was brown on our chart over here. Shetzorech lehoisif. So he says over here. L'v'toisefes zu. This addition. Ein boi kores ki mitzvah zaseh. It's a positive mitzvah. How do we know it's a positive mitzvah for that you need to add to Yom Kippur? V'alfinu migmor. It's learned in the Gemara. Medikzi v'nisem ezav shoyseichem. She'afflict your souls. Betisha lachodish ba'erev me'evet erev. Tushpazu shabbatchem. V'amrinin yochol betisha. Misani in the Gemara, he brings the Gemara's drosha. Talmudim says Boerev, Ibo Erev, Yochel Meshitach Shach Talmudim Betisha. Okay, Tzad, he brings the quotation of the Gemara. Maschil, you start umisane and you fast miboy yoim before Yom Kippur, kedei lehoisif, in order to add mechoil from week to Elakodish to holy. Also at the end of Yom Kippur, I didn't mention that earlier, also at the end of Yom Kippur, you need to make a Toisefes, add a little bit, so you have a Toisefes before Yom Kippur, you need to add some time, and after Yom Kippur, you need to add some time. That's the positive mitzvah of Toisefes Yom Kippur. Okay, Sif Cotton Base. Shizmanoi 1500 Amma. We're going back now to the concept of Ben Ashmoshes, which is 1,500 Amma. Roitzelema, Shishir Ben Ashmoshes, whom Shir, the amount of Ben Ashmoshes, the length of Ben Ashmoshes, who Shir, Malach Elef Echamesh Mois Amma. It takes 1,500 Ammas to walk that. Vuhul Erech Reva Shor, which takes about a quarter of an hour. So we learned it's not, it's just a bit under a quarter of an hour. Koidim Tezekachom, before Tezekachom, Koidim Lazer, and before that Shkir, before these 13 and a half minutes, Tzorech Loitzim out, you need to add a little bit of time. Here he says, the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us something, that if you go 13 and a half minutes, and you want to do a bit of Toisefes beforehand, he said that's about a half an hour. So what does that teach us about the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, how much the Toisefes needs to be? Right. Mishneh Berurah is teaching us that Toisefes should be around 15 minutes. Because all of this together is a half an hour. So 30 minus 30 and a half. Right, you're just about over quarter of an hour to Toisefes. Interestingly, if I may just point out, what did the Shulchan Aruch say how long the Toisefes needs to be? He has to go out. He says, Tzorich lehoisiv mechoil hakodesh me'at oy abe, a little or a lot. So the Shulchan Aruch didn't actually teach us how long the Toisefes needs to be. But the Mishneh Berurah is paskening that Toisefes should only be 15 minutes. It's a machloek as a poskim, what me'at oy abe means. Some say 2 minutes is fine. Some say 10, 20, there's any opinion. You pick the amount and you'll find the posik for that. Whatever you want to say, you'll find the posik. But the Mishneh Berurah seems to indicate about a quarter of an hour to Toisefes. And that's the mice where we're makbid anyway, roughly. Yes?
Halachic hours or actual minutes?
Very good. That's a good point as well. It actually is halachic hours. It actually is. But when you talk about half an hour, it's not a very big difference. It's not more than 1 or 2 minutes. Yeah, but you are right. It's actually halachic hours. Yes? Yeah, roughly. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
The other thing you mentioned here is that Toisefes is this 13 and a half minutes before Sefer Kochavim, not after Shkia.
Yeah, that's the way he's working it out.
Which is different.
Your point is well taken, but we are now talking very basic halacha, and really halachically speaking, that's the way it works. It's true that we actually machmir this way around, and the Mishneh Berurah in a few places, actually Mishneh Berurah is machmir for the reises in Hilcha Shabbos. He's machmir for the reises. You should be makpid on Rabbeinu Tam, ideally, for the reises. So you know it's true, but over here basic halacha works that way. The principle is that way. Okay.
13 and a half minutes start.
Correct. Yeah, but to def- he doesn't use the word shkir. You're right. Yeah, that's what it means. That's clearly what it means. Yeah. According to the Goyim and the Gon, yes, it's true that according to Rabbeinu Tam. So let's just get this. Although the Mishneh Berurah is going to tell us as well that, according to many Rishonim and Rabbeinu Tam and others, it's not mamash the way we just said now, because they hold that the shkia, what we call the shkia, is not significant and is meaningless. That's just a tchila shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And the real shkia happens just under an hour later, 58 minutes later. That's the real shkia, which us, we don't know misachs that at all. That's 58 minutes after shkia. That's when the shkia happens, according to Rabbeinu Tam Yidden, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And 30 and a half minutes after that, which is the famous 72 minutes, that's when nacht is. So everybody agrees that there is a shkia, and there's 30 and a half minutes later is nacht. Everybody agrees to that. The question is only which shkia exactly, and you were. The concept is same for everybody. It happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch actually holds of Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Happens to be. But the principle is true right across. There's something else I just wanted to say about what you said. Right. So the Emma says, you'll find this in a very extreme way. You'll find that in Yerushalayim, you have a Messiah in Yerushalayim, and it's actually the Chaznish might have been kept like that. That he held up Ikra Din Motzei Shabbos late. I mean Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, that 18 minutes after Shkia, that's really when Nacht is. 18 minutes because as opposed to, you're not going to find many people who are going to do Melachos 18 minutes after Shkia. It's the light outside. You're not going to find many people, but they actually held. And I'll tell you why, it's very nagia. It's very nagia when you have a baby boy on Shabbos. Very nagia about Bris on Beshmini. That's where it's really nagia. What happens if you have a baby like 18 minutes after Shkia? Oh, it's also nagia where people are very makpid in Yerushalayim. Is when the Chanukah on Menorah Motzei Shabbos, they're very makpid about that as well, because they want the light as early as possible in order to fulfill the Chanukah in the best possible way, as early as possible. So many Yerushalayimers are very, they light quite early actually. They light quite early. That's right. That's an interesting one, definitely. But some Yerushalayim are very makil on that. They won't actually do. I was trying to make it clear. They won't actually light 18 minutes after Shkia, but they're not going to wait much longer than that. So that's definitely some. It is halachigavus. It is halachig. But again, if you're talking about that kind, it is. Yes, the answer is it is. But we're talking about that kind of time, it's not a very big difference. It's not a substantial difference. Okay, so that's with the guys. So I think that makes it quite clear a little bit what I think the Masoir in England, this thing, I think strictly speaking, I mentioned it last time, the Masoir in England is, if you look at the Luchas and the Motzei Shabbos, generally in one sentence, there is a Nacht which is not, it's actually based on Rabbeinu Tam. The Nacht that we have is basically, it's just not Mamash Rabbeinu Tam, but it's based on Rabbeinu Tam. That's why our Nacht is how many minutes after Shkia roughly? Right? So, in the winter, it's going to be an hour, over an hour. It's basically based on Rabbeinu Tam. And our Shkia really, 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 but don't quote me on that, please. But Shkia really should be 13 and a half minutes before that is actually considered halachically the Shkia. But nobody's going to be allowing you to do anything after the first Shkia, because we are makpid, that's universally accepted, the Shkia that is generally printed, that's the Shkia that we keep to Lachmir. But it's good to know that actually we actually may keep an additional Shkia later, which is actually just as important. It's good to know.
They normally make when it comes to fast, especially when they go out for summer.
That's right. We're going to take that earliest man as well. Yeah, we're going to be using that earliest man. That's quite right. Yeah. Okay, that leads us straight. Ooh, wow. We're going to start Siv Beis. Noshim she'oich lois v'shoisois ad she'choshecho. Women that eat and drink until it gets dark. They don't even know, they're not aware that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. They're unaware of that. Ein memachin beyodon. We're not moicha. Don't protest against those ladies. Why? Because if we would tell them openly, listen here, you're doing an avera, they wouldn't stop. So since they wouldn't stop, you're better off not telling them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. So these ladies who are not only, they're forgetting about the mitzvah Tosefes, they don't know about the mitzvah Tosefes, and they're reading right into Yom Kippur. Don't tell them. They're eating and drinking, just don't tell them a thing. Why? Because if you tell them, it wouldn't help. So better be quiet.
No men do this.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah.
So
Yeah. Now, the Mishnah is teaching us, over here, we're going to be talking about the concept, and we're going to leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But the concept that we are now addressing, what we're going to be talking about now, is the concept of when are you actually meant to tell someone off? When are you meant, when you see somebody driving, when you're going to see somebody driving on Shabbos, and you know that he's a Yid, if you go up to him and you say, Shabbos, and you have a stone ready to throw, are you meant to do that really? Because the mitzvah, you know, is that really what you're meant to do? Or you have the your next door neighbor on Shabbos, you know that he's a Yid, and he takes Lomo out, and he's starting to, are you meant to start screaming at him, and throwing things across the garden? Is that what you're meant to do? Or maybe not. And these are the questions that will be addressed over here. When are you actually meant to be telling someone off? And when are you meant to tell someone off? When is there a mitzvah? Because we know there is a mitzvah of teichocha. There is a positive mitzvah of teichocha. When do you actually have to do it? And when do you not need to do it? And that, amongst other questions, will be addressed in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.